It's time for OTV Top 10.
This is Akanksha. You're listening to OTV Top 10. Today is the 3rd of January and here are the top news of the day. Odisha's State Director of Health Services Bijay Mahapatra on Monday informed that out of the 23 patients who tested positive for Omicron on Sunday, 19 have hardly any symptoms. Of the rest, a few have mild symptoms and fewer have some symptoms. Amid the growing concern over Omicron, the long-awaited COVID-19 vaccination for children aged between 15 and 18 years was kicked off by the Bhubaneswar Municipality Corporation on Monday. The vaccination is being conducted at 35 centres. With this, the long and desperate wait of parents to get their children inoculated has now come to an end. Parents and guardians were seen taking their sons and daughters to the designated vaccination centers in the capital city today. This is what Bijay Mahapatra had to say on the matter.
थर्ड नुह फोर्थ नुह कोरोना बढ़ुची काली भी मुझे जेहेतु भाईरस अच्छी सब जगार ट्रेंड देखा गले आप फास्ट आउ सेकेंड वेव जोटा कहते तार जब ट्रेंड देखिए आमर टी डेरी एबि देखूँ जिते दिल्ली बम्बे गला थर थी से कम थी आम धीरे धीरे बढ़ुची एटा को बर्तमान प्रत्याख्यात करहबनी कोरोना ये बढ़ ना ये जेहेतु भाईरस अच्छी बढ़ो आम कोविड सर्ज बर्तमान धीरे 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 हो तेणु आमको से ही अनुसार जमी आम व्यवस्था प्रथम वेव हो द्वितीय वेव हो एटा खाली सरकार नुह सरकार सब तीक्षण नजर रखिंट सरकार सांगे सांगे कम्युनिटी समस्ते आम जमी मिसिकी प्रतिहत कर फास्ट एंड सेकेंड वेव को आमको से भाया सजग रही पड़ो।
After a brief lull, cold wave conditions have made a comeback in Odisha with the mercury dropping steadily in many parts of the state for the last 3 days. Daringbadi on Tuesday became the coldest town in the state, registering a minimum temperature of 7 degrees Celsius, followed by Phulbani, 9 degrees Celsius, and Titlagarh, 9.3 degrees Celsius. Due to the severe cold wave, normal life has been adversely affected in Kandhamal district. People chose to remain themselves confined to four walls after sunset. By 7 p.m., the streets and roads are getting deserted. The same weather conditions are also prevailing in morning hours. These days, the cold wave is intense in coastal and western Odisha districts. The Puri District Administration has declared the area around a hotel in ward number 11 as a micro-containment zone following the detection of 3 Omicron cases from the hotel. In an order, Puri Collector Samarth Verma stated, Hotel Sona International under ward number 11 of Puri Municipality has been declared as micro-containment zone to put a check on any further spread of the virus. 3 cases of Omicron variant of COVID-19 detected in Hotel Sona International include a tourist from West Bengal and 2 hotel staffs. This is what Puri sub-collector Bhavadharan Sahu had to say on the matter.
Nyati samastanga pai jehetu bartan Omicron case Puri re railani ebong bahariya gele ebong gude private hotel le modha bahariji tanga staff mane sankramit hoichanti tanku samastanga re chinta ra bishoy karan jehetu pratyek din Puri ko hazar hazar bhakta aschanti ebong sithir ke positive hobo ba ke thibo taku prashasan janiba sambhavpar nuhe Puri ko jo पर्यटक आसुचंती सेमाने दिन होटल रहिला पर पुनी बैक करुचंती तेणु कहा पाखु ए सिम्पटम आसी जानिबा मुश्किल तेणु किंतु जेहेतु स्टाफ संक्रमित होइचंती सेमाने काकु संक्रमित न करंतु सेथिपई से कंटेनमेंट करा जायछि तेणु समस्त होटल माने जो माने भी रखुचंती सेमाने मध्य सतर्क रहिबा दरकार जे कोनोसी पर्यटक आसुचंती सेमाने के जेंती एबडा इन्फेक्शन न होइतु जेहेतु वर्तमान परिस्थिति आकु आकु आउरी बढी पारे कारण ओमिक्रोन रो इन्फेक्शन होछि बहुत अधिका बा बेसी रैपिड स्पीड रे जाउछि तेणु समस्त होटल वाला सहित एवं जनसाधारण समस्त जरूरी
The All India Institute of Medical Sciences on Tuesday announced the cancellation of doctors' winter vacation amid rising COVID cases. In a notice issued on Monday, the AIIMS Delhi has directed all faculty members to join back their duty with immediate effect at the hospital. A notice issued by the hospital administration said that in continuation of the office memoranda of dated December 22 and 27, it is to inform that the competent authority has decided to cancel the remaining part of the winter vacation from 5th to 10th January due to ongoing COVID-19 and Omicron pandemic. Jammu and Kashmir police personnel will soon get American 6SOR assault rifles and pistols to carry out anti-terror operations. The army has already equipped its personnel guarding the line of control with Pakistan and line of actual control with China with the state-of-the-art rifles. The Jammu and Kashmir police is probably the first in the country to get the modern weapons. Officials said that the force will be procuring 500 6SOR 716 rifles and 100 6SOR MPX 9mm pistols. The Special Operation Group or SOG and personnel deployed for the security of protected people will be equipped with the weapons. A 21-year-old engineering student was held in Bangalore in a raid by a Mumbai police team in connection with the bully bike controversy. The student is being brought to Mumbai. Mumbai, but the police didn't divulge more information. The controversy, which cropped on January 1st, saw Bully Bhai app on hosting platform GitHub post the photos of a number of women of a particular religion, including of journalists, social workers, students and famous personalities. This came 6 months after the Suli Deals controversy. Both names are derogatory terms for women of the particular religion. The arrested student was one of the followers of Bully Bhai, which led the police to him. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal on Tuesday announced that he has tested positive for COVID-19, adding that he has mild symptoms. The Aam Aadmi Party National Convener had campaigned in Uttarakhand on Monday after having visited Punjab and other poll-bound states like Goa. During the devastating second wave of the pandemic in the country in April 2021, Chief Minister along with his wife Sunita had tested positive for the virus. Rapper Kanye West, who has officially changed his name to Ye, has begun work on Donda 2, a direct follow-up to his 2021 certified gold album Donda. The development was confirmed by Steven Victor to Complex. Victor is currently the chief operating officer of Good Music, the record label founded by West in 2004. Victor is also senior vice president of A&R at Universal Music Group. If the project is completed, Donda 2 would become the 11th entry and the first sequel album in the rapper's discography. Details remain scant about the exact nature of the project. With the news of Donda 2 coming only months after the release of its predecessor, it may be advisable for fans to keep in mind Ye's notorious history of unreleased albums. Bangladesh 27-year-old right-arm pace bowler Ibadat Hussain grabbed 4 second innings wickets on day 4 to reduce New Zealand to 147 for 5 wickets, give the tourists a major victory boost going into the final day of the opening test at the Bay Oval on Tuesday. New Zealand have a lead by only 17 runs, and with their entire top order wiped out, Bangladesh has hoped to take 1-0 lead in the 2 test series on Wednesday. Elon Musk run Tesla has opened a showroom in China's Xinjiang region, criticized globally for serious human rights violation of the Uyghur Muslims and other ethnic and religious minority groups. On New Year's Eve, Tesla opened a new showroom in Xinjiang, the remote region where Chinese authorities are carrying out a campaign of forcible assimilation against religious minorities that has become a public relations quagmire for Western brands. Tesla revealed the details of its official account on Chinese social media platform Weibo, which is a Twitter-like platform. That's it for today. For news in detail, visit odishatv.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Akanksha signing off.